the next one.
Oh, you've got to do for the next one as well. So you're going to go away. Okay, so you're doing the regulatory compliance as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next one obviously we need to cover is regulatory compliance.
Yeah.
Regulatory compliance has been given a no assurance audit. I would like to explain what that means from our perspective.
Yeah.
It basically means that there are a number of gaps, and because there are a number of gaps, it makes the system vulnerable. We're not saying that there are properties out there that are risk of death and maiming members of the public or members of staff. What we're saying is that what is sat fundamentally underneath, there are some issues with. We've had various conversations with the relevant internal colleagues, and obviously there has been discussion around the mechanisms and how those risks will be mitigated. If you've got any questions in relation to the audit report between myself and Grant, we can answer. And if you've got any questions in relation to what the service is going to be undertaking, then I will leave you with Ashley.
If you've got anything to say, otherwise, I've got a question.
Yeah, only Chairman, to say that it's always helpful from an audit point of view to look at our internal processes and make sure that we've particularly got our data being held in the right places so it's easy accessible, and also our contracts are up to date, which is one of the key criticisms of the report, and we're obviously looking at that. All I would say from an officer point of view is that we are now putting together an action plan that will cover off all of the issues that are raised in the audit report, with a clear line as to what's happening as a result of that, and some of those actions are already underway, and I'll happily cover that up as and from any questions from members.
I'm going to go first. I just want to quote you the first paragraph in the press relief. The report also recommended a single automatic reporting system to provide real-time information that electrical, gas, water and fire safety assessments and certificates will remain up to date for all properties. So the question is, when do you think you'll have that in place? Which it should be there now.
Yeah, first of all, I would say that we are, it's about collating the data. I think the important thing to say is that the data is being collected. It's having it in one place where, if you like, in a very simple sense, I can push a button on the property and pull up all of the reports associated with that property. All I would say is that we are dealing with the way that the data is held at the moment. Some of those systems may not necessarily talk to each other, so we need to work with our IT colleagues to work out how to actually bring some of those individual component parts of data together so that they can work on a sort of one button push, if you like, collation basis. So all I say, Chairman, I can't give you that information until such time as from the action plan. We've gone through it with our IT colleagues, looked at the different software systems that we're operating and how that data is collecting, and look at the mechanisms that we need to bring that together. And obviously once we've done that, I'll happily report it back to this committee.
I'd rather you give us a date when you think you could do it, or some sort of report.
Until I've spoken to our IT colleagues, Chairman, I don't want to put my name to a date at the moment because I just can't tell you that.
Well, I'll put down December and see what you come up with by then.
Chairman, my view is that we should be reporting, you know, if we can't, if the officers can't give us a timescale for this work that should have been done, not being done, then we should be looking at it again next month, because again, sorry, not next month, but at our next meeting, to make sure that steps are in place, to make sure that the discussions are taking place with IT, and we actually have a signposted way forward. I don't think we can hang on things indefinitely, and I think that the next meeting we should have an update on where we are with this. Thank you.
The only reason I put December is because in the report there's something going to be confirmed.
Absolutely.
By September. Chris?
I was going to suggest something very much along the lines that Paul just has. There seems to be a bit of a theme going through a lot of the audit reports that things are not being done adequately, that should be being done adequately. And I think there's maybe an issue here around the clarity of some of the roles. And whether, with the changes in the legislation, job descriptions and systems of monitoring have actually been address at the department level rather than at the audit level. We're auditing it and seeing that it's not happening, but actually it should have been happening at the department level, and audit should have discovered that it's all going fine. So I just think, you know, it's maybe something that Claire should be picking up in terms of just looking at the relevance of job descriptions and the monitoring and appraisals that go with it, setting of objectives and priorities. Just a thought.
A good one.
Councillor Clark, as you know, I actually cover a number of other municipal properties, and the Isle of Wight is no different in the complexity of the issues that it has had to deal with and the budgetary cuts. My experience from the others is that there has been a number of cuts which has an impact on the internal control framework. So what you're experiencing is experienced elsewhere. I know that doesn't necessarily give you any comfort. It isn't necessarily just about the job descriptions. There is capacity issues in many organisations, but as I said, if you take out pockets of budgets, which you have to do because you don't have the funds available to you, it has a knock-on, and it's about how you measure and manage those knock-on.
Sorry, Chris.
Totally accept that. But with restricted resources, you have to reallocate the resources and reprioritise the resources that you have. And if there are resources that are statutory duties, they should be pretty high up there on the way that you prioritise, which is why I'm saying, you know, maybe we should be looking at job descriptions, objectives for people, their priorities, and maybe they're not self-setting the appropriate priorities, and that comes back to sort of the management pushing the priorities down rather than just leaving people to get on with it.
Stuart, you've talked about money. Over to you.
Well, Elizabeth, of course, is quite right. I mean, it is all about allocating priorities. And for 4 years, for example, IT services, which was regarded as back office, had virtually no resource at all. 4 years is an age in IT. I think the key thing here is, are the buildings that are assessed safe in terms of gas certificates, electric certificates, and the various other fire certificates and so on. What we're talking about here is that we don't have a single composite system. But I mean, we could, for example, and in fact I should be talking to property staff as to how we could do it, because I'd like to run through just a sample of buildings to assess whether they're actually compliant. And if we find that that sample is compliant, then I'm happier with that. But we still need to create a system so that we can actually identify centrally that they are compliant.
So does there exist a list of all the buildings and assets that the council hold and accurate?
Yes. That's two questions.
Accurate. So, would you like to answer that?
Well, logically speaking, says she, there should be a complete list because it's part of, it has to be evaluated for your statement of accounts with all of your assets that are in it. What we do need to do as an organisation, and I think actually we've had the conversation as to whether we could tap into the audit analytics, because on the regulatory compliance side there are pockets of data, it's about pulling that data together. So if Ashley is taking forward with IT how you can have a all singing, all dancing, one register, that's one issue. And in the interim time, to get a sense check regarding all of the pockets, I think we were going to work with you to see whether we can use our analytical software to take all of those various pockets and then see where the gaps are.
Yeah, Chairman, just as a sort of an example, really, because I think there's some referencing to things like our water management contract, things around leaking over, for example. just to make members aware of some of the issues we face. So we had an up-to-date contract that was running for that. The contractor decided he no longer wished to provide those services to us. And at a month's notice, we had to put in another contractor to deliver that services on our behalf. Now, with that sort of notice and the fact that, yes, we could go through a very convoluted procurement process, but the most important thing, as Councillor Hutchins indicated, is that our buildings are safe. So we wanted to make sure we had systems in place so that water could be tested appropriately and properly. As a result of that, the company that came in to do that run their own software system. And to ensure that we were meeting those requirements, we obviously run with the system that they've got. The issue we now face in terms of re-procuring that is pulling all of those systems together, some of which we had to accept, because the alternative would have been our buildings not being tested and us not having confidence that those sites were safe. Our water testing takes place, we test something like 600 different samples a month across our premises. So I just want to make members clear that I've got no doubts that across our, particularly our water testing, we aren't safe. The issue is some of the contractual arrangements we put in place probably could have been dealt with better had we had the resources and time to do so. But that is an example of how we've got to where we are.
Rich?
Yeah, I was wondering, how essential is it to have all this where you just press a button and you get all the answers? You must have a system in place now that copes with it. If you're going to try and do it in-house with the IT staff you've got now, is to come up with a programme that's all singing and all dancing, that's going to take people away from everywhere, or you've got to go outside and find someone to come in and give you a system, which is going to cost you a lot of money. But if it's essential, you've got to spend the money, haven't you?
I think the issue is it would be nice, and I think this is the issue, we would like to have all that data in one place because it makes it simple. We hold the data, so the data is available. The issue is, and I think this was the point, is I think Councillor Fuller made the point, you know, it's not a legal statutory requirement we have it in one place, in one area, but clearly it would be good that when asked, so senior members wanting to know what the situation was on a particular building, we could just pull the button and bring that data out. But as Councillor Barry said, sometimes the process to get them to be able to do that can be time consuming, can be expensive. The bit I'm concerned about is, are our buildings safe? And I'm confident at the moment we're working with a system that is. The difficulty is being able to demonstrate it.
Okay, but do you have, I mean, what we're saying is we don't have a list where it's all these different items, but do you have one list which has got all the water testing on? You've got another list which is the fire certificates and so on, all fire. Is that the sort of the middle stage that you've got already?
Yeah, the data, so clearly, you know, it's water and gas and electric, water and fire are the three key areas. Our arrangements with fire, because obviously we have our fire authority as part of council, we have an arrangement with our fire service as an internal service. Now clearly, as we move forward into a new combined authority, that will need to be put on a different footing. And I think, you know, the audit report says we need to have something more than just what might be seen as a very informal arrangement that we've got at the moment. But it is almost like an internal department's arrangement. Our gas and electricity is through SSE, who's our, you know, major statutory provider. Our water services are through WSM, again, a contractor that specialises in Legionella testing. So yes, we do have the components. It's bringing that all together in a single database that we can keep up to date so that we can, when Audit or anyone else say, here is the list, and we can check on a property basis rather than going into individual records.
Any more? I think the one thing is, you said you'd come back to us when you're ready. We don't want that. We want you to come back to us. Okay. I've suggested December because in the report we're talking about September.
Chairman, I'm happy to come back and give you an update at whatever time you feel is appropriate, September or December. All I'm saying is that until I have those conversations with our IC colleagues, the bit about the combined system and the elements that will need to be brought together to make that work is not something I can give you a timescale for, but I'm happy to come back and update you whenever you wish.
Okay, before I come to you, it's because we're going under the GDPR.
Yeah.
That's another major hit on IT. Sorry, Paul.
You know, I'm not looking for something complex. I'm just looking for a basic update for next month, and then we'll look at it. Next meeting, and then we'll probe a little bit deeper in December when hopefully things will be in place. But I just think that it's important for the audit committee to see that this is an issue and it needs to be resolved as soon as possible, and that we, you know, the right mechanisms are in place to make sure that we're getting where we need to be. Thank you.
July, will you be able to do something by then?
Chairman, as I said, we've got a draft action plan here that we are populating with work that is already underway to cover off some of these issues. And obviously we do need to populate it with things that still need to be done and some timescales allocated to it. Now, that is work in progress. So it's not just us putting things against lines. There are actually discussions and elements of this already underway, which I can update and provide you with. How complete that piece of work will be by July is difficult. I mean, I would suggest September or December might be in terms of bringing an action plan, which you can see.
That meeting in September. Yeah.
We'll go for September because July is too close, and we want something. Stuart, disagree.
There are two issues. One is about creating a system, and then making sure that all the people that are in charge of the various 866 buildings are trained to populate the information in that system whenever there is a change, whether the change is a routine inspection, whether it is a failure, whether it is an alteration to the building. So out of our 866 buildings that we look after, some of which are not occupied by us but are let to others, there has to be a whole team of people available to put all that information into a central system. So firstly, you've got to create the system, then you've got to create the people to populate it. It's not... I used to manage West Sussex properties. We had 10,000. I had 5 people trying to keep stuff up to date. Most of the time it wasn't.
Stuart, I think what we'd like, if you could come back in September and just have an overview so we have confidence that something is going ahead, rather than as Ashley suggested, to come back to us when he's ready. I'd rather not wait to then. Especially as we know how property and busy you are and understaffed you are, and you need more personnel. But is that part of the pitch you want me to go for, Stuart?
Well, yeah, and I think all I would say is that, sorry, Chairman, in the report, there are resource issues, and one of those resources is around resourcing our schools. And there is a surveyor post that we've identified that we are going to appoint to, which is effectively between us and Children's Services, to make sure that our schools are properly covered off. So we are putting the resources in place, but say some of this stuff does take time.
Claire, did you want to come in then?
No, sorry.
That's okay. You misgot it, we're gone.
Can you move the mic?
Yeah, I'll get you ready.
Right. So we need to note this report, and we receive an update on the actions in relation to the high risk report provided in the next appropriate meeting, which we are going to say is September this year.
Oh, a proposer, please?
Yeah.
Lots of them. All in favour? Yep, we are. That wasn't a hint. Right.